Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday, baby. You know what it is. It is Champagne Sunday on today. Y'all know every day is a champagne day with mama. You know why? Because every day is a special day. Now, listen, champagne day does not mean I'm sitting up drinking champagne every day. Let me break it down for you. Let me break it all the way down for you, my babies. Listen, champagne is a very special drink, right? So listen, whenever you have champagne, it means that you're celebrating something. Champagne represents a celebration. It represents something very special. It represents something that you want to memorialize, whatever day that you're celebrating. So listen, when mama says every day is a champagne day, it means, baby, every day is a celebration. Every day is a day for me to get down with it, baby. Listen, that's why I like to stay in the zone and in the 500, because every day is a special day. If I'm mine, I'm sitting up here drinking champagne. I need to have an event called Champagne. Every day is a champagne day. Oh, yeah. Oh, that just really does something for me. Listen, because you know what? I'm going right into a life lesson right off the top, ain't I? See, a lot of times people don't recognize and realize that you can celebrate every day. You know, you can have a celebration for yourself every day. That's why I say every day is a champagne day, because I'm celebrating myself every single day. Oh, my God. So listen. It is a special day on today because I got some bad music on today. Got some good stuff for you, honey. It is October the 23rd, 2022, 2:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumpa Rum. GumpaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumpaRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumpa Rum. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumpa Gold. And Natural Coconut, which is Gumpa Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumpa Rum is Steve Gump. Listen, baby. Listen, my darling. As you may know or may not know, pretty soon you will be able to shop for Gumpa Rum at ShopTipsy.com. It is a website where you can shop online, shop tipsy. We don't want you to be shopping drunk, okay? We want you to shop, you know, tipsy.com. So listen, you'll be able to get Gumpa Rum in all 50 states and ship to you, my darlings, okay? Now listen, I got some super good stuff for you on today. And who is going to be hearing your music? Come on, engineer, let's do it. Let's rock it, baby. All right, your music is being heard by people all over the world, my darlings. Before I get into the music, I want y'all to get into this while you're on Facebook all day. Please do use the keyword, The Fierce Female, when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow. I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now, listen, on today, I have independent artist Wayne Will, TFP. Got some music by him. You're going to hear it in just one moment. Independent artist Demo, baby. Demo. And independent artist LeBoy Budget. All right, LeBoy Budget. Y'all check this out. Now I'm going to play for you, independent artist, Demo. The name of this one is Star of David, Star of David. Now listen, I like that. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, I would like to really dig into more to know why independent artist Demo, D-E-M-O-E, has songs like Star of David. And so I would really like to know a little bit more. Maybe I can get him to come on and talk with me just a little bit. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. See, I like to know the story behind the artist. You know what I'm saying? I like to know the story behind the artist. I'm just curious-minded, like to know what's going on and why people come up with different songs. For me, y'all know the song Reclaim the Generation put it out years ago. And I make that song because I'm a person that's really philosophical. I love philosophy, right? So listen, what I was doing, I was looking at different things that was going on within the decade, different people and within the community, the young people, and the young people of that generation. When I made songs, it's 2012, right? In 2012. And I was feeling some kind of way, and I started jotting down lyrics, I thought it was going to be a poem, so I just started writing it down, and it turned out to be a single, right? And so that's why I made Reclaim the Generation. And so now I got a new work that's in process. We need a revolution. I was so moved by Roe versus Wade and that being overturned until I was just like, one day I was walking around. Listen, I'm going to get to something, but let me tell you, stay with the story. One day, this is how we are moved to creating music and songs. And so I was so moved and touched by everything that's been going on, you know, in the world today, the Roe versus Wade being overturned, the things with Breonna, oh, glory to God, the things that happened with Breonna Taylor, George Floyd. And one day I was just walking around in the kitchen. I just started saying revolution, revolution. And this is how things happen. And I started thinking about this one artist years ago. And I started singing, we need a revolution. I just started saying, we need a revolution. You know, I just started saying it, right? And I started thinking about Janis Joplin. And I was like, hold it. And I just ran right to my little spot where I do my little stuff and started writing it down. Just started pouring out. The lyrics just started pouring out like crazy. I said, wow, this is hot. And so you know what I did? When I went to the studio for the first session, and I did it, and we recorded it, and the engineer, God bless his heart, Danny is just so super awesome. Danny is so super awesome. And when I came out of the booth, he says, you got something there. He says, y'all like that. You got something there. And then he says, you know what? We really do need a revolution. So anyway, I am telling you. So that's why I want independent artist Demo, because I want to know the story behind some of the music that he writes. There's always a story behind and a reason why different artists write what they write and what they do. And so I don't write music like love songs, which I love, right? But I don't do a lot of love songs. I do things that's political. I'll write music that's political, something that's that bass. So listen, y'all take a listen to Star of David, independent artist Demo.
It's a jungle, 'cause my uncle told me don't fuck with everybody, they flower nonsense, be just conscious. Every day obnoxious, through emotions, everything feels nonsense. I just feel this world is upside down, which is nonsense, you always fight way down. What is conquer, would you stop it now, does it hurt now, would you stop it now? Just remember that you just want me to be around, but you're not gonna see me around, and you not want me be around, it just be for a mouth. I'll palm your mouth. Would you call me around, asking what's going around? On my right hand, I have Star of David. On my left hand, I feel so empty. When I can't sleep, when I have stress to go, you always have my back, I promise I never let go. Remember it like it was yesterday. Now I wanna dream and kill all the nonsense lately. I don't have any more options, no. Don't be upset. Right is black, there is no wrong with that, huh? Home is going through with that, haters, step relax. It's not something you want, it's a matter of man. It's me and you though, which is all about. We just counting, drinking my gin and tonic, paper plane, run back to oldies. just raining with us. Feel so goldy, don't be upset now. Cut the knot on my right hand. I have Star of David on my left hand. I feel so empty when I can't sleep. When I have stress to go, you always have my back. I promise never let go. I just built this world is upside down, which is nonsense. You always fight way down. What is conquered? Would you stop it now? Does it hurt? No. Would you stop it now? With everybody, they flower nonsense. Be just conscious, every day obnoxious. Through emotions, everything feels nonsense. I just feel this world is upside down, which is nonsense. You always fight way down. What is conquer? Would you stop it now? Does it hurt now? Would you stop it now?
All right, that was Star of David, Star of David. Up next is independent artist Wayne Will, NFP. Now listen, that's independent artist Wayne Will, TFP, TFP. And this one is Whatever I Like. Yeah, Whatever I Like. You know, everybody like to do whatever they like. You know what I'm saying up in here. So listen, listen, I'm going to talk about this music a little bit after it plays. So the first one is independent artist. Oh, this is Wayne Will. You just heard Star of David by Demo Baby. I call him Demo Baby. Listen, so up next is independent artist Wayne Will. You're going to hear Whatever I Like and Calling Me. Yeah, Whatever I Like. Whatever I like, whatever. I kind of live my life whatever I like. Now, listen, y'all know Mama is a licensed trained coach. So let me get this out the way, and then we're going to go into some life lessons after the music. You know I am a trained life coach by Monique Carradine. She was a reporter for Fox 32 News and journalist, and that was many years ago. She trained me a long time ago. I had the privilege of working with her. Very thankful for that. Awesome young lady. So listen. Listen, 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 listen. I'm going to do some life lessons after the music. This is Whatever I Like. Yeah, there's going to be a life lesson on there. I can feel that right now. That's why I want to get that out the way. This is Whatever I Like. Then next is going to be Calling Me. Take a listen to Whatever I Like.
But Jay said I need to think to think whatever like, whenever like, if ever like. What Jay said I need to think to think whatever like, whenever like, if ever like. But I'm like Jay, man, alright. Give me some time to recite, get in my thoughts, not like calculating a price. Bringing my visions to life, traded the dark for the light. So demon, 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 get away with all of that light. Give it my all on these mics. Put the pen to the paper, most of the scriptures I write. Hard times, watch a lot take flight. Jumping shit like this tumor diving. Pay no mind, tunnel vision. Happy improvising. Success, yeah, we soon arrive. And I can tell you no lie, as the money comes to fly. I'm no different from you guys. Keep your head up, you to despise. Enemies coming in all disguise. Who can you trust that million times? Feeling like beaming myself and I. Troop through the storm and the Lord is our God. How can they fault you if you try? Go see your limits that pass the sky. Hell of expectations high. Rolling up foot just to help you get by. Young can shift in the blink of an eye. It's time to level up my God. It's time to level up and rise. Embrace that destiny plan inside. Make that space to sing whenever like, if ever like. What Jay said, I need that space to sing whenever like, if ever like. But all like Jay. Man, all right. Counting my blessings, favored by the heavens, favored by the angels, defeating all the demons. with the cement, the rose in the pavement, but yet it still grows so beautiful and patient. Sticking to the basics, the formula to make it, and dunking in the pavement. Promise that we won't miss, to the point they so pissed, they notice that we greatness. Karate kick the door down, just to bring the dog down, just to bring the dog down.
All right, that's whatever. All right, engineer, y'all get together back there, okay? So listen, that's Whatever I Like. That's by independent artist Wayne Will TLP. Up next is Calling Me, Calling Me. I like that song, Whatever I Like. I like the message and the song of Whatever I Like. This is coming up. This is Calling Me, same artist, independent artist Wayne Will TLP. This is Calling Me, Calling Me. What is calling you on today? It's something calling you. You know what? It's something calling us all the time. The thing is, the point is, are you listening? You know what I'm talking about? Listen, the universe, oh, Jesus, the universe calls to us all the time. But the point is, we miss a lot of things because we're not listening. And you know what? A lot of times we're listening to distractions, right? We're listening to distractions of things that's happening in our lives. So a lot of times we can be distracted by a lot of different things. People, things, you know what I'm saying, being busy. Being busy is a major distraction. And when you're really too busy, you know, you'll miss a really good thing that the universe wants you to have. So listen, listen, listen. The thing is, you got to pay attention and you got to listen, right? Let me tell you something. So this one is Calling Me, Calling Me. This is independent artist Wayne Will Calling Me. Y'all take this out up in here.
Lay in the dark, Just like the heart, keep us fly like a hawk. Do not play with them boys, like I be so paranoid. We keep our distance of joy, we keep our distance of joy.
All right, that is Calling Me, Calling Me, Calling Me by independent artist Wayne Will, TFP. Let me tell you something up in here. The other song was Whatever I Like. And you know something? You have a right. Listen at me right here. And then I'm going to play a song by the next artist, Lee Boy Budget. You have a right to live the life that you want to live. The song is Whatever I Like. You know, never let anyone dictate the way you live your life. You know, I don't know where this is coming from or why that is. People, why is it that outside people that's outside of your life feel like they have a right to dictate what you do and don't do with your own life? Where do people get that from? You know, and when I say people, I'm not talking about strangers. Of course, I'm talking about, like, people within your circle, you know, within your circle. And sometimes a friend or a family member, whoever, you know, may make comments or suggestions, and it's not even something that you're thinking about, something that's even on your mind. But the point is this: you have a right to choose whatever you like, right? Whatever you like. I don't know where that comes from, where people have to think they have to co-sign onto your life if they like it or don't like it. I don't know where that comes from. And so listen, and the reason why I'm thinking about this is because when I have conversations with people, you know, just general conversations, what I'm talking about, and then I notice they will say things like, you know, why does this person do this? Why is this person wearing this? Why do they got this? And, you know, it always stuns me and interests me that a person can make a suggestion about somebody else, and it's that person's a choice to do what they like to do with their life. I'm a person. Now, listen, I'm like this. I am totally like this. This is the thing. I believe in self-expression to the hip. 100%. I believe in self-expression. The way that you express yourself is the way you express yourself. I don't have to agree with it. I don't have to like the way you express yourself. But listen, I am on board with whoever wants to express themselves the way that they want to express themselves. It may look like the strangest thing to me, but that's not my business. That is not my business. It is your business. And listen, this is coming from the courtroom of Judge Judy. Y'all know I love me some Judge Judy. I love me some Judge Judy. So listen, y'all know Judge Judy is really rough and tough, right? She doesn't hold back. She says what she's got to say. Listen, and she's been on the bench for years and years and years, right? And so now she has her own thing. It's on Netflix. I look at it all the time on Netflix. But listen, let me tell you something. You have the right to do what you want to do. And the reason why I say it's coming from Judge Judy, because Judge Judy is going to tell you just like a T.I. Tiz, whether you like it or not, she's going to tell it to you. So my point is this. You live your life according to the way you feel best to live your life, right? If you're happy with the way that you're living your life, that is the best thing for you. You don't need anybody co-signing on to what you are doing. Listen, it's like this. Let me make myself transparent here. I do a whole lot of different things. I do a multitude of different things. I not only do music. Right? I not only do music, I do books. I write books. I write children books. You know, I love radio. I love television. You know what I'm saying? I do and push other people way before me. I've always been like that. So listen, my girl, Cheryl, I love her. I love Cheryl just like a sister. Right now, she is the writer. She is the executive director and producer of Fight for the Family. And then listen, I met Cheryl years ago when I was doing WVON, and I had her on the show, and she came on and did an interview. And listen, it came to me, I said, you know what, the light bulb came on, Cheryl. I'm going to start pushing a Fight for the Family. And I got involved with Fight for the Family because I felt it in my soul. It was the right thing for me to do for me, right, to help her. That's what it was. The universe was calling me to help her and to push her. And you know what happened? But the moment that I came in and told, I said, Cheryl, look, I'm going to start pushing Fight for the Family. And she says, oh, my God. She started crying. She says, oh, my God, I just gave up. She says, I'm telling you, your phone call came at the moment that I gave up. Now, listen, the universe knows everything about everybody. It doesn't matter what state you live in. I'm like this. It doesn't matter what state you live in. It does not matter what country you live in. God knows what's going on with everybody, no matter where they are. So I am telling you, I'm in the Windy City. I'm in Chicago. Shirley is, and she's in Texas. Listen. I called her, and I said, listen, this thing came to me so strong to get on board and do this thing with Fight for the Family. And she just started crying. She said, I can't believe this. I just gave up. She says, I am telling you, I was throwing every single show in the trash because it was so hard. Let me tell you something. A purpose, your purpose and your mission in life is can be very difficult. Listen, if you ain't got no struggles going on with your purpose, you better think again and try to figure out what your purpose is. I believe in Fight for the Family 100%. It's so just like I birthed it, just like I birthed the thing. That's how much I believe in. I says to Cheryl, I says, don't give up. I says, listen, you got to do this thing. And she was just like, oh, my God. So she went and she pulled every show out of the trash. She pulled it out. She got it out, and she sent them to me. Now, this is how I became executive producer. This is how. Now, listen, I put it on 62, Channel 62, right, and then it got on let me backtrack. It got on channel My Christian TV. It was a different channel. And then it wasn't worldwide the way that I had hoped that it would go worldwide. You know what happened? We ended up putting it on a Comcast, under Comcast Xfinity with another person. So now it's worldwide on Hood X. And that's like the end of the story. And Cheryl says to me the other day, last week, let me tell you, I know the story is very long, but listen, you got to stay with the story. Listen what happened. Cheryl was not paying me to do what I did for her, right? It came from God telling me to do this for her. She was not paying me. Let me tell you, stay with the story. So she tells me the other week, she says, Adrian, I don't know how to repay you for what you are doing. You know what she said? And she said to me, you know what? The Father God in heaven said to me, make you executive producer. Make it official. So you know what? She made it official, executive producer, a paid executive producer, right? No longer donating my time, no longer donating this and that. So listen, she says, you're going to be executive producer. She's sending me contracts to sign. I'm like, oh my God. I says, okay. And I told her just this morning, I says, listen, Cheryl. She's really excited. I says, listen, Cheryl, it's your time. I says, listen, I'm going to do what I do. I do radio and television. I says, don't worry about anything. I'm going to handle radio and television, do the media, and do the interviews for Fight for the Family. I says, don't even worry about it. And so, listen, she says, the guy that does the sponsorship packages, he's got it together already today to get the sponsors to continue filming and doing it. So listen, stay with the story. The point is this. If you are doing something to help somebody else and you really don't know if you should be doing it or not, you got to go with your gut. You got to go with your gut feeling on the inside of you, right? I went with my gut. I went with my gut feeling with Fight for the Family, and I still say to this very day, it was a God thing. It's a God thing. It's a God thing. It's a God thing. God will prove himself to you time and time again. So listen, if you are undecided, if you should help somebody, if you should do this thing, God will prove it to you and only you. God only has to prove it to you. He ain't got to prove it to nobody else. He will prove himself to you that you're supposed to be doing what you are doing, okay? So listen. I am telling you, he will confirm everything to you. I got the song that's coming up right now. Independent artist, LaBoy Budget. Listen, I want you to check this out. And this song that he has written is what? It is a God thing. This is a great song. It's an awesome song. I want you guys to check this out. You're going to love it. I had it on yesterday. I'm going to do it again on today. It is independent artist, LaBoy Budget. Y'all check this out. Take a listen to this.
God go bless your hustle. God go favor your hustle. Lelele, cause whatever you do, just make sure you do good. To your neighbor, so to your neighbor, so my brother, they your lane. Cause me serve, they my lane. Baby, not a cup in the body. Baby, not a cup in the body. My brother, they your lane. Cause me serve, they my lane. Baby, not a cup in the body. At the end of the day, my brother, oh, I know how. Hey, I know how. Hey, I know how. At the end of the day, my brother, no, you yellow out. Eh, a yellow out. Eh, a yellow out. Make I tell you something where you never know. Make you never jam your house. Cause now you're there for table low. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know good time for trouble. Cause I be my way they like to bubble. Ask me why I make you ask the double. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did some bad, yeah, come. I did cool, cool down. One by two, another round, yeah. Make you jah low. I did some bad, yeah, coco. I did cool, cool down. One bottle, another round, yeah. Make you die, yeah. My brother, they all in. Cause me self, I dey my lane. Make you no go drop nobody. Make you no go cop in nobody, yeah. My brother, they all in. Cause me self, I dey my lane. Make you no go cop in nobody. Make you no go cop in nobody. At the end of the day, my brother, now the Olua, oh. Hey, all the Olua. Only I know how to do bad, bad, bad. But at the end of the day, my brother, now only I know how. Eh, only I know how. Eh, only I know how to do bad, bad, bad. I say, nobody do like swagger, swagger. Nobody do all yourself, oh, oh brother. This my fine sister. Oma, nobody think say you go young forever. You go grow me to Stella. Kaki no be later. Kaki no be later. Eh, eh, eh. I de sempe, sempe, yo coco. I de kulu, kulu down, yeah, yeah. One battle, another round, oh. Make you jah yellow. I de sempe, sempe, yo coco. I de kulu, kulu down, yeah, yeah. One battle, another round, oh. Make you jah yellow. My brother, they all lane. Cause me self, I de my lane. Make you no go drop nobody. Make you no go cop in nobody, yeah. My brother, they all lane. Cause me self, I dey my lane. Make you no go cop in the body. Make you no go cop in the body. At the end of the day, my brother, now the Olua, oh. Eh, only Olua. Eh, only Olua. So the bang, bang, bang. But at the end of the day, my brother, now the Olua, oh. Eh, only Olua. Eh, only Olua. So the bang, bang, bang.
All right, all right. That is independent artist LaBoy Budget. LaBoy Budget. Listen, let me tell you something about this song. He's talking about at the end of the day, you know what? Your hustle is your hustle. You know what I'm saying? If your business is, you know, making music, or if your business is writing books, if your business is creative design, painting, that's your business. You know what I'm saying? And so what he's saying in this song is, you are hustling to make your dream come true, right? So we all, if you don't hustle, make your, nobody else is going to hustle for you to make your dream come true. Listen, let me tell you something. And the universe is not going to hand you a plate with everything on it. Let me tell you the way this works. His song, he's talking about, at the end of the day, you are hustling, right? So listen, the universe, I gave this example before about the plate, about the university and the plate. So listen. Everyone has a plate. In life, everyone has a plate. Listen, the way that it works, God, we can say God or the universe, whichever one you like, God is not going to give you a plate full of everything, right? You're not coming here full with everything on your plate. Listen, it's like this. You are born with an empty plate, right? You're born with an empty plate. Now, listen, stay with the story. We're getting a lot of life lessons on today. Listen, this is free. This is free. So listen, you get a plate. Everybody gets a plate in life. You make a choice what you are going to put on your plate. Listen, if you are talented and you have a special talent, you have a skill to write, you know, you might have a skill to teach, you're going to put everything on that plate necessary to make that dream come true. Now, if you want to be a teacher and you teach English, of course, you got to finish high school. You got to go to college. You know, you have to major in those things, and then you have to go on and take your exams to be a teacher, right, to be a professor at a college. That's what you have to do, right? And then you got to take your state boards if you want to be an elementary teacher, high school teacher, you got to take state board exams, right? You got to go through all the steps to put those items on your plate. And you know what happens? That plate begins to look like what you want it to look like. It looks like a teacher. So when you come to this universe, when you come to this world, when you come to this earth, you got a plate that's empty, right? Now, for this analogy, your plate is empty, and when you get all the items that you need on your plate, it begins to look like the dream that you dreamed. Listen, let me tell you something. My plate was looking real empty for a long time, and I had a whole bunch of stuff on my plate, and it wasn't looking like nothing. You know what I mean? Because let me tell you something about talented people and people that's really, really smart. Let me tell you something. The thing is, and I had a person in my class at Columbia, he had the same problem. He was really talented, very, very, very talented. He liked a lot of different things, and he couldn't decide on what he wanted to do. I mean, he was exceptional. He was brilliant, really. He was a brilliant student. And he loved to write. He could write like nobody's business. He could paint. He could paint like nobody's business. And he's like, I don't know which one I want to do. And we would sit in class, and we'd have these discussions. He would always sit next to me, a little white boy. And, you know, and he thought he was black. Well, so funny. He would wear the dreadlocks and everything, and I was like, oh, what are you doing with that? And so we wouldn't even have that conversation, so I feel free to talk about it, because I would talk about it with him, and we laughed about it. He says, yeah, I know. He says, everybody keeps teasing me about my hair and that I look like I got dreadlocks and these fake dreadlocks. So listen, the point of the story is his plate was just looked like my plate. It didn't look like anything because he was so exceptional. He was so bright, and he had all the stuff on his plate. It didn't form anything. It didn't make a picture. He's like, I can't really decide which thing I want to do. So now listen, the thing is, what I did with my plate, I put a lot of things. I went to college. I got trained as a journalist. I got trained as a teacher. I teach ESL. Listen, I put all these things on my plate, and everybody was looking at me and said, this girl is super crazy, right? Everybody said, she is super crazy, and I even had somebody else say this to my face. They said, you know what, you are super crazy. You cannot do all this at one time. But listen, I put one thing on my plate at a time, right? And you know what ended up happening? With ESL, English Second Language, I got an opportunity to teach. Well, I taught at a place here in the Witten City in Chicago, on the north side. I volunteered my time. It was great. It was excellent. And then I taught Chinese, ESL to Chinese adults. They were bankers and professionals, but they needed to brush up on their English because they didn't really speak English that well. So I used that was on my plate. I used those skills and that talent to teach different individuals in different countries sitting right from home, right? So you never know how you're going to use your talent. So listen, the point is this. I put all these things on my plate, right? I went and got the skill, right, to learn to do these things in a professional manner. And you know what ended up happening? I ended up with multiple streams of income. Now my plate looks dynamic. It looks dynamic, right? And it's, you can look at it. It looks dynamic. Everybody understand what's going on because there is multiple streams of income on my plate, and anybody that looks at my plate can clearly see it. But in the beginning, if anybody looked at my plate, they look, this looks like a hot mess. This looks confusing, right? So listen, the point is this. You cannot let people's naysaying disturb you and throw you off course. You got to stay on course. You got to stay on course. Keep getting yourself trained. Whatever you're trying to do, keep getting yourself trained, because what happens is the further you go along in life, it starts to look, and people will be able to understand what's going on. People, you don't need people to understand what you're doing with your life. Only you need to understand what's going on, right? And so they always tell me, you can't do that. You can't do all that. But yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a storm. Go blast on today. I mean, we have some free life lessons, and I'm telling you, so listen, people. If you're listening on today and you just need some encouragement, honey, you got encouraged on today, okay? So listen, I will be back later on today and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.
You motivated.